a Beauty Kaplan, Tfilavar, Chaf Hei Sivan Tav Shnayin Zayin.
We're holding a Yichvoid by Hashem Shimchal Yoylam Hashem Zichchol Ador Vador. So really, there's a similar pasuk of Zeh Shmi Loylam Zeh Zichchi Ador Vador, Shmois, and the Gemara Darshins that Zeh Shmi Loylam, we read it without the vav. La'olam. Kilu to be misalimit. We don't say the Shem Hashem as it's written. We don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. We read it Aleph Dalet. We don't read it Yud Kei Vav Kei. Only La'aseh Lavai are we going to read it Yud Kei Vav Kei. La'aseh Lavai, then it's going to be Amar V'nachmi. It's like Lo'i Kerelam Azeh, Elam Abba, Elam Azeh Nichtav B'Yud Hei, V'Nikr Ba'Alaf Dalet. Elam Abba, Kulei Yachad, Nikr B'Yud Hei, V'Nichtav B'Yud Hei. So, I saw from Horace HaTvila that he says, what's the difference between the Shem Adnes and Yudkei Vavkei? Shem Adnes is that Hashem is the Adnes. Yudkei Vavkei is that he's the Mahaveako. He creates everything. It's not just that he's the Adnes. In this world, we don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam so clearly. So we think that everything that we do is, we're doing it. We write, and we to wife, and we accomplish, and we made the business deal, and we learn, and we don't realize that it's really the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the koyach to do, everything. So therefore, we constantly have to remind ourselves, Aleph Dal, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Dernakol, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Adnes. That's why you don't read it Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem is Adoy, he's the Hashem, he is my Adoy. As opposed to La'aseh Lavai, it's going to be clear to everybody that he's the Mahaveh Akol, that he's the creator of everything, and that everything stems from him. So therefore, we don't have to constantly remind ourselves, because it's clear to everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and the soul, Adoin v'chulun. I once heard a very nice chat about David HaMelech, Yehuda. There's a famous medrash that says that David HaMelech said there's four different kings, and each one of the four different kings said something else. David HaMelech said that I'm going to chase my enemies and I'm going to run after them. I'm not going to come back until I'm successful. And another Melech said that no, I can't chase them, but I could win them in Muhammad. Another one says I can't even win them in Muhammad. You're going to help me, whatever. And Chizkiyahu said, I'm not going to do everything. I'm going to sleep on my bed, and you do everything. And that's what it says, that Sancheriv came with his hundreds of thousands of people, and Kodesh Baruch Hu just killed them all in one night. They woke up in the morning, and everybody was dead. So who was greater? Sounds like Chizkiyahu was the greatest, because he was able to sleep in his bed, and Kodesh Baruch Hu did everything for him. But Be'emes, it was really David HaMelech who was the greatest. Why? Because David HaMelech was able to do everything and not be choishish that he's going to think it's koich yetzim yodin. He knows that all he is just a reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, Chizkiyahu felt, no, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to think, oh, koich yetzim yodin. Therefore, I don't want to get into the Nisayin Bechlal. I'm going to sleep on my bed, and you Ribbono Shel Olam take care of everything. So I once heard from Shammai Ostreicher, I don't know if he said this himself, or he heard this from someone, I presume that he heard it from someone, but he said that Yehuda is the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yehuda is the Melech. Why is he the Melech? It's Yehuda, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei plus a Dalit. What's a Dalit? Dalit is really Dalis, if you look in the Gemara. Dalis is something which is Dal, which is very weak, which doesn't have anything from itself. What is the epitome, what symbolizes, what object symbolizes something which has nothing from itself? A mirror. A mirror has nothing from itself. All it does is reflect everybody else. But in and of itself has nothing. So Yehuda, who's the Melech, is Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Dalit. Dalis. All I am is a reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's really what David was. What's David? Dalit v'dalit. It's another Dalit, another Dalit. All he is through and through, on the outside and the inside, all he is a reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's really what Yud Kei Vav Kei is. We're supposed to be makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam, a makir that he's the Mahaveh HaKol. Just, it's very hard in this world. Only David HaMelech is able to do that. Yehuda is able to do that. Therefore, in this world, we read the Shem Hashem, Aleph Dalit, and we don't read it in Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's what the Pasuk says in Yichvod. Yichvod, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem Zichcha Le'davadar. Hashem Shimcha, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Gemara says, Imsachem, thank you. Gemara says in Pesachim is Lo'olam. You're supposed to be Mesalam. You're not supposed to be Kevavke. Hashem Zichricha, Hashem Anis, that's Lador Vador, because that's how we perceive Hashem in this world, and we have to realize that He's the Adon Hakol. Hashem Shimcha Lo, Hashem Zichricha Lador Vador, Hashem Bashamayim Mechin Kisoi, Omachusa Bekol Mashalom. Hashem, even though He was Miyased, His Kisei, His Malchus in the Shamayim, that's where He is, the Kilo Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem Machusa Bekol Mashalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is everywhere. Like the Ramban says in the Bay, some people said, they agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But He created the world and then He's up high and he doesn't pay attention to what's going on. That's the whole Yishkei to show, and that was the whole Yitzhak trying to be Miyased in this Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely involved in everything that goes on, despite the fact that He's up in the Shemaim. And that's why we say in Asher Yotzar, the Goyin says, Pirish Pshat in Asher Yotzar, Goli v'yodua lifnei chiseich v'idecho. It's the only bracha that we say, Goli v'yodua lifnei chiseich v'idecho. It's a little bit weird. In Asher Yotzar, we're talking about using the bathroom when we say, Goli v'yodua lifnei chiseich v'idecho. Shemi p'seich v'nei v'yisem v'chon v'yim v'shem l'yisem l'yisem l'yisem. We don't say, Goli v'yodua lifnei v'nei v'nei. That if you would not make trees, then we would have no fruit. If you not, right? If you didn't create everything, then we wouldn't be able to have water. We don't say that. Only by this. Says the Goyin, the reason is, because there are those that say that the Ribbono Shel Olam, He's so Kaddish and He's so Muvdal that He doesn't involve Himself in the lowly things. And that we say, even the lowliest thing, the most mundane thing, using the bathroom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Goli v'yodua lifnei chiseich v'idecho. That's the same thing over here. Hashem v'shamayim mechin kisei. He's making His kisei there. Malchus v'kol mashallah. But His malchus is in every aspect of creation. Yismuchu ha'shamayim v'sagel ha'aretz, v'mimagim ha'shem ha'loch. Yismuchu ha'shamayim v'sagel ha'aretz, v'ashe tevitz yud kevavke. When it comes, Lasid Lavei, that we say Yud Kei Vav Kei, like we mentioned before, Lasid Lavei, we read the Shem Hashem the way that it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When it comes to that darga, that it's Lasid Lavei, Kadosh Baruch Hu proves to the one, everybody that He is the Melech, then not only Yismuchu Hashemayim V'sagel Ha'aretz, but Yirmi V'Goyim Hashem Malach. Even the Goyim will say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. It will be so clear to everybody that there's no way to contest it. There's no way to deny it. And it will be clear to everybody. What does it mean? Yismuchu Hashemayim V'sagel Ha'aretz, Yirmi V'Goyim. Where's the simcha here? Hashem Malach. Hashem is going to be the Melech. The Melech is, we find that in by Mishpat also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivol Lishpoit Ha'aretz. It's Hashem Ha'aretz, Kivol Lishpoit Ha'aretz. Kivol Lishpoit Ha'aretz, it says. Hashem is going to be the Melech. He's going to come to be Shefa Da'ilam. What's the grace of Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shefa Da'ilam? Din is something which is very scary. But at the end of the day, when you get to the Tachlis, then even if it's a scary thing, but getting to the Tachlis is the biggest Simcha. Revolb is Medai, it says that in the Torah we find twice that it says Al Tiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, Al Tiro Mirdo Mitzrayim. And the Meyaled said to Rachel, Al Tiro Ki Gamze Loch Bein. Now, Revolve asked about both of them. What do you mean, Altira? You know what they went through in Mitzrayim, 210 years? It was how many people were killed? How many babies were... what do you mean, Altira? And the same thing by Rachel. Altira, she was dying. She died. Not she was dying. She died afterwards. That was it. What do you mean, Altira? So he says, because the only time that you have to be afraid is when you don't accomplish the purpose. But if the purpose is accomplished, then there's nothing to be afraid of. So she died. We're not saying that it's not a terrible thing. But we know that the purpose was accomplished. We know that going down to Mitzrayim is going to bring out Klal Yisrael in a dazzling display of Nisim and Emuna and the Bar Olam. That the last of the Shvatim, you gave birth to the last of the Shvatim. There's no more for you to do Be'etzim in this world. And therefore it's accomplished. So Mamela, if the Tachlis is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows everybody, then that's Taka, the biggest Yismuchu HaShemayim V'sagel Ha'aretz. And we'll just end with the last, I would say Pasuk, but it's not a Pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Vod. Even though it's mentioned many, many times throughout davening, especially in Yom Kippur, it's mentioned, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's mentioned, but there's no Pasuk, it's three Psukim. Hashem Melech, Olam Vod, Hashem Malach, Geus Levesh, and Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Vod. And we put them all together to make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech is not telling anybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech, and he will be the Melech. He was the Melech before you were born. He's going to be the Melech after you were born, before everybody's born, after everybody's nifter. He's not telling everybody. I saw an interesting shot. I don't know if Yosef says, he says, if it's not one pasuk and we're putting it together, so why do we put it out of order? We should have put past, present, future. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Vod. Instead, we do present, past, and then future. So he says, because Klapei the Ribbono Shelam, there is no past and present and future. Everything is present. Hashem is above time. Mele, there is no Hashem Melech. Hashem is the Melech because everything is present. Even the past and even the future by us is present to the Ribbono Shelam. And Mele, he's above time. And once you're above time, so everything is present. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling anybody in any time or anything. He is the Ribbono Shelam regardless of what goes on.